Hello, welcome to Calming Anxiety, the podcast with me, Martin Hewlett. Today, it's a small reflection on what mindfulness is to me. No deep dive, no deep down sort of relaxation, just a little moment. If you're not aware of why people do mindfulness and what it means to each individual, like yourself or like me. So right now, as I record this, it's dark outside, just a little bit of daylight remaining. And out the window, I've got the bats returning to the roost, as I have a maternity roost of bats in my attic. They cause no problems, and in this country, they're protected. And it's wonderful. I'm really fortunate, so I always have the curtains open if I record at this time of the day so I can see them. And we have about 40. But I digress. Today I was out in the local park with my kids. They're seven. Well, Emily turned seven 2 days ago, and Henry's eight. And the sky was beautiful. I live right next to the coast, so we were getting almost a sea breeze set of fluffy cumulus clouds rolling in above us. And I was lying on my back on the field, and Henry said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Look, come and sit with me." So both kids came over and both lay down looking up. And I said, don't just look at a cloud, because when most people look at clouds, they look at it for a snapshot, for a fleeting moment, and just see a cloud shape. And they may be aware of them moving across the horizon. But this moment, I said, look at a particular cloud and watch it move and transform. And this was beautiful, because when you look at a cloud, especially on a blustery day, you see them morph through so many different shapes. Parts of them disappear, others you see clouds form, actually come into life. And this led on to questions from Henry, all about why can we see them, why do they disappear, where does wind come from? And at that moment we connected again and discussed the sun heating the sea, evaporation, moisture, dew point. We can go on. But it was then that Emily said, like kids do, that one looks like a woman's shoe. And we started to see shapes and then make up stories. And for the next 15, 20 minutes, we connected again on another level. I personally love clouds. I don't think there's a day where you can't look up and see some beauty in the natural world around you. And to pass that on to children is such a gift, to make them look at the world with a more interesting, inquisitive eye. And they will keep that now. They will keep that forever. Just the way I've always done, as I watch now out the window, almost deep, dark purple silhouetted clouds on an orange horizon, and then it just fades, sort of a creamy azure colour, and then going up higher into the sky, a deep, dark blue and still the bats flitter in and out of you. And you just have to stop, don't you? And look and think, yeah, this world's pretty damn beautiful, the natural world. And although we, me and you, find moments stressful, long moments as well, when we take time out, even on our lowest days, just to look at the small moments around us. Like if it's raining and you look at a raindrop on a leaf and the way it magnifies, and you see a whole new world deep within the smallest of moments. That, to me, is being mindful. That, to me, is grounding me and making me realize just how precious each and every moment of life is. When I stare out at night sky and look at the stars, that just blows my mind to see the vastness of this universe. And then you look deep down at the small moments that surround us. Today, a honeybee landed on my other half's hand, and we all stopped and looked. In fact, I took a photo, and it's just beautiful. It was just there, you know, it's going about its business. Its legs had these pollen sacks that were full, and the photo was just this beautiful creature having a rest for a moment before going off to the hive. I must put that one on Twitter. So if you want to have a look at my Twitter account, which is in, always on the show notes. Oh, which is in stark contrast, obviously, to the less mindful moment when a wasp stung me on the side of my face whilst I was out cycling. And now I can't look out of my right eye. But I digress. It was a moment. That bee was just lovely. Me, Stella, the two kids, all looking and just being, that's nice. So there, go and look for a moment later on today. Take time, just feel the wind against your face, close your eyes, ground yourself to this incredible planet and your life, and know that so many of us have gone through horrible, dark moments, but it gets better. I'm not saying it will always be perfect. You guys email me regularly, and I write back and respond, as I did this week when one of the podcasts was, even when you're down, we always get those. But life gets so much better when you look for happiness and those miracles that surround you. Have a good weekend. You know, look after yourself. Do some mindfulness. Something just to change the down mood if you're in one. If you're in a great mood, if you're on and up, make the most of it. Pinch yourself and go, yes, this is a good day. And if you're on the other side of the coin, look after yourself, please. Take care. And I'll speak to you all on Monday. Be kind. And goodbye.